Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. Oh, it's Thursday, which means tomorrow's only been Friday. Bring on the weekend. Thank you, Greg. Nice to hear Sandy Tom on the 10-minute takeover there. Who chose that? Wish I was a punk rocker. It's 4:08. Today is a good day because Oh What's Occurring is on with the hilarious Sabina, who we spoke to yesterday. Getting quite a few messages on my Twitter and on my email going, is she like a character? No, she's a real lovely, funny, bubbly person. She's from Strawberry Hill. And she's on Oh What's Occurring again at 5:20 tonight. Also, this afternoon is the return of the person who 4 years ago taught me everything I needed to know about the World Cup because I didn't have a Scooby. It's Little Lloyd, who's not little anymore. He was 10 then, and now he's 4 years. 14. Lloyd is our World Cup expert for the duration of this World Cup. We'll speak to him later.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now, as we do every Thursday, a chance to air your views, a chance to say what you want. Just send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Mark it Dear Scott. The posh Radio 4 lady will read them out. Here's some of them.
Hi there. I was just driving home listening to Becky talk about her World Cup sticker collection fetish.
Yep.
My girlfriend bought me an album recently, but got hooked herself. She's sort of taken over. Also, if she needs any of our spare swaps, let me know and I'll send them. Smiley.
Okay, are you still obsessed with this, or is this one of those things that you do for a while and then completely forget about?
No, still obsessed.
Still obsessed, yeah?
Still obsessed.
Okay, so they've got some swaps for you.
All right.
3.
Need.
9.
Need.
43.
Got.
116.
Got.
121.
Need.
145.
Need, it's a shiny.
182.
Need, England squad.
190.
Need, Bex.
196.
Need.
227.
Need.
286.
Need.
301.
Got.
372.
Need.
482.
Got.
498.
Need.
500.
Need.
553.
Need.
554.
Got.
570.
Need.
601.
Got.
And 621.
Need.
Steve, off of Stirling.
Cheers, Steve. That was really interesting for the rest of us.
Do you think he was paying enough attention to tick those off? Or?
You can get the podcast, innit?
Ah, yes.
Next.
Thank you, Steve. Scott, today I woke up at 6 a.m. and wasn't meant to be up until 10. I couldn't get back to sleep, so I listened to your podcast, where you told that incredibly boring story about the ferry.
Wasn't boring.
I fell asleep and overslept. Remind me never to do that again. Love you. James from Swindon.
I think that's something to do with your overtiredness, James, rather than the boringness of the story.
Do you know what? I was going to try and explain that, but it was so boring, I can't even remember what the point of it was.
It was me not being able to get a flight home. I got a ferry, grabbed a grand in Croatia. That's the kind of shortened version of it.
And the long version was about 15 minutes.
Yeah, well,
exactly the same as you just said, but just...
That just shows you how short it could have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Next.
Mills. Will you be using the services of Lloyd as your guide to the World Cup? Just think, his voice will have broken by now. He'll be 14 now. Big lad. Ollie, off of Milton Keynes.
Yes, Ollie. Lloyd, our football expert, who first joined us 4 years ago when he was 10, which makes him 14, he'll be on at 4:40 with World Cup advice. We're bringing him back.
Dear Scott and team, hello from Texas. I've listened to Becky's brilliant interview with Ed Westwick several times, and the quality of investigative journalism continues to amaze and bewilder.
Thank you.
That said, I think the Posh Radio 4 lady would have rivaled Ed's delivery on those pickup lines. Any chance we can have PR4L try out Ed's chat-up lines? Love the show. William in Texas.
OK, William, one of our international podcast listeners, thank you for downloading us. So, it was an interview with Ed Westwick, who plays Chuck Bass. Should we compare them? So, PR4L, go.
Are you Jamaican? You're Jamaican me crazy.
And...
Are you Jamaican? You're Jamaican me crazy.
Which one do you prefer?
I just got over him.
And now you do this.
Ed Westwick.
Ed, okay. About... this one.
Have a baby by me. Be a millionaire.
My mind's telling me no.
What's happening now, please?
But my body's telling me yes.
I miss my teddy bear. Will you sleep with me?
Oh, good boy.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something.
Are you Jamaican? You're Jamaican me crazy.
Not doing it for anyone? Okay, what about this one?
Excuse me, do you have any raisins? How about a date?
What? Chuck Bass or PR4L, up to you.
Chuck Bass,
okay,
please.
Anything more you want to know from us, then send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Turn this off, it's grossing me out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the return of Lloyd. Hi, Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. So, it's been 2 years since the last tournament. What was that one?
The Euro 2008.
And now it's the World Cup again. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
4 years.
4 years we've known each other.
Yep.
On and off.
On and off.
Yeah. If you've not heard Lloyd before, Lloyd is my personal football guru, because I know nothing about it, so Lloyd just tells me everything that I need to know.
That's right.
How old are you now, Lloyd?
I'm 14. How old are you?
Well, it says on his football shirt that he's 40.
40,
no,
yeah.
That's just my shirt.
No, let's ask Lloyd, is the number on the back of your football shirt your age?
Yes.
There.
Anyway, I can't remember. You sounded like this 4 years ago, Lloyd. Let me just remind you. All right, Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Very good. You sound excited.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the Australia-Japan match has been exciting.
No, you're going to hate this, Lloyd, but I'm going to play some more of these, which you shouldn't have said that thing about how old I was. Now, Lloyd, I have to admit, right?
Yeah.
I did watch some of the football.
Yeah.
I also have to admit that I started getting into Big Brother just a little bit.
You're meant to be watching the football. That's why I'm helping you.
How's that making you feel, Lloyd?
Old.
How tall are you now, Lloyd?
About 5'8".
Oh, same as me.
That's taller than me.
Same as me. Oh, no, I'm 5'10".
Lloyd can't be taller than me. That's mad. But I quite like it.
We really need to get you a new theme tune, don't we?
Yes.
Because last time we got Big Linda to do your theme tune, but they call you Little Lloyd, and you're not really that little anymore.
No.
Anyone you particularly like to have the theme tune from this time?
Cheryl Cole, she's good.
Right, anyone else?
Lily Allen.
Okay.
So you're going to go from Big Linda to Cheryl Cole. That's good.
Really up to game a bit, haven't you, Lloyd?
Yeah, my friends have been singing theme tunes for me all week.
Oh, yeah?
They weren't very good. They were trying to rhyme, and they weren't very impressive.
Who are your favourite artists, then? So we've got Cheryl Cole, we've got Lily Allen. Could just give us a few more in case those two aren't available.
Goldie Looking Shane.
Oh, that won't be a problem, I think.
Or the Bee Gees.
What? Lily Allen, Cheryl Cole, Goldie Looking Shane, or the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
Becky, I'll leave that with you to try and get the Bee Gees on board.
Ooh, maybe Barry White as well.
No, he's dead.
No.
No, he is dead.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no, that's Scott. Not going to be possible. What?
You've spoken to him in quite a cool way, then.
Well, it's true. How is he going to do a theme tune?
You could have broken it to him a bit nicer. Right, I'll get on to the Bee Gees, then.
Thank
and
you.
See which of them can do it.
Right, leave it with us, Lloyd.
Thank you.
So, when does this all start, then, this World Cup thing?
When did it start?
Mm.
It starts tomorrow night.
Okay, and who have we got?
It's South Africa versus Mexico at 3 o'clock, and then at 7:30, it's Uruguay versus France.
So, if it's all right with you, we can get you on again every day and you can tell us about the games like you did last time back in the day?
That's fine.
Also, we have had a bit of a sweepstake with some friends where we all pick a team out of a hat.
Right. Right.
And whoever's team wins the World Cup gets all the money that we put in the hat.
Can I just say, for legal reasons, it wasn't actually a hat.
Mm. Yeah, so we all pick a team out of a carrier bag.
Yeah.
Which team did you get, Becky?
Switzerland.
What are their chances, Lloyd?
Not very good.
Not are they?
I didn't think so. I don't know much about football, but I didn't think so because I hadn't really heard of them on the kind of big football scene.
So you've never heard of Switzerland?
Well, of course I have heard of Switzerland, but never like in the same way that you'd hear of like Brazil or Spain being good at football.
Oh.
But they have got more chance of winning than North Korea and New Zealand.
Is that right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Would I know any of the players?
No.
Now, I, in the carrier bag, have got Brazil.
Brazil are quite good.
Are they?
They're 9-2 favourites, second favourites after Spain.
Yes.
So you got quite a good chance there.
I kind of lucked out there, didn't I?
You've done quite well.
I have. Are you collecting the stickers, Lloyd? Because a lot of people are, especially around here.
I'm collecting the badges from the garages.
What's that?
You get them free when you pay for fuel.
Oh, okay.
Do you drive now at 14?
Yes.
Excellent. So every time you fill up with fuel, you get a badge?
You get a few. Depends how much money you spend. I've got a few swaps for you as well.
Badges as well as stickers? This is a lot of time.
This is going to take us a long time as well, because neither me nor you actually drives.
No. What we'll do is we'll use the carrier bag, fill that up with fuel.
What?
And then get the badges.
You can be doing that on your own.
I think it's a good idea.
Thank you. Also, Lloyd, guess who we've had an email from?
Barry White.
No, that would be impossible.
No.
The Posh Radio 4 lady is reading out this email. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Dear Scott, in my previous job, I had a long commute and had a lot of time to listen to the radio in the car. One of the things I really enjoyed on your show, as well as Laura's diary, was the young comedy genius that is Lloyd.
That's you, that is.
Ah, that's very nice.
A year last September, I got a new deputy head teacher job. But it was only today that I learned that your Lloyd is the Lloyd in our year 9. Several staff have said, oh yeah, didn't you know? I can't believe that none of them told me. Good grief. Anyway, can't wait to hear his thoughts on the World Cup. Smiley. Love you, Steve, deputy head off of Lloyd's school.
You probably don't know him as Steve, do you?
Maybe I'll call him Steve in school, mate.
I would like that a lot if you did. Right, okay. Steve. Right, hey, Steve, thanks for the email. Right, Lloyd, it's great to have you back.
Yes, and don't watch Big Brother.
I haven't actually watched it yet. I was out last night.
Okay, but don't watch it. You'll be watching the football.
Okay, all right, I'll try my best.
Bye. Bye. Blah, 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 blah.
What? What was that?
Bruce Almighty.
What?
It goes, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, goodbye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
You might want to clear that thing up about the fair when you first went to the fair.
What, on the Wurlitzers?
Yeah, you said you were being spun round on the Wurlitzers.
Yeah. Those things that go round when they're also going... You can ask for them to be spun more when you're going round already.
I think that's a waltzer.
What's a Wurlitzer?
I think that's an organ.
Oh, we didn't go... No, we didn't go on one of them.
That was a bit spun really around weird. On the organs. Hi, Sabina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. You got so much love on the text yesterday, and my Twitter went mad for you. They love you.
Yay, I'm famous.
Not really, but you're very popular with our listeners in the afternoon.
Yay.
What are we doing today?
You're going to laugh at me, but I've been photographing gypsy headdresses.
Sorry.
Becky rudely interrupted that with a sneeze.
Do you remember for ages when we were trying to get me to sneeze? We spent about an hour of the show and you put pepper up my nose and you're doing everything to get me to sneeze and then it just happened. I'm really sorry, Sabina. Carry on.
No warning. Okay. Anyway.
I've been photographing my gypsy headdresses for textiles.
Your gypsy headdresses?
Yes. They sound a bit odd, but I made them for my gypsy-themed A-level textiles project and I was just photographing them today.
Oh, okay. It sounds like quite a productive day.
Yeah.
What are they made of? They got flowers on them?
No. I've got chains and amethyst stones and rose quartz stones and lace and gold things.
Should have paid more attention in art, I should. And what about tonight? What are you doing?
I'm going to watch the final of Germany's Next Top Model. Because that's on today.
Are you in Germany?
No. I told you already, I'm in England. But we have German television, you see, and so I can watch Germany's Next Top Model on it.
Why do you have German television?
Because my mum is German.
Oh.
Yeah.
So why do they have the final of Germany's Next Top Model in England?
Because it's on German TV.
Yeah, we have German television. Nobody else has it. Well, unless they have German television, then they have it.
But I thought you were actually going to it.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, you're just going to watch it on TV?
Yeah, just on television.
Oh, right.
That's my highlight of my weekend.
Some people are going to accuse me of being thick now, because I wasn't really listening to you then, was I?
No,
you weren't. Sorry. I do love the other versions of Top Model that they have, though. Next Top Model I did watch
once. Oh, wow.
That was particularly good.
That would be interesting.
Australia's Next Top Model is really good.
Oh, yeah. I find America's Next Top Model, it's always a little bit like it's too much about the gossip and that kind of stuff.
They're quite bitchy, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not really about the modelling.
Australia's one is brilliant because they're all
Bogans.
Bogans.
They're what?
Bogans.
What's that?
It's like an Australian
chav.
Oh. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hi, models, if you're listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sabina?
Yeah?
Can you do any good impressions of anyone?
I can do... The only one I can do is a Northern Irish person in a pub.
That's quite specific. Do we want to hear this?
Why are they in a pub? Can I just check? Is this offensive in any way?
No.
It's not rude.
No, it's because it's the only one I can do. I can say, shall I say it?
Yeah, but why are they in a pub?
Because they're asking for beer.
Oh, okay. Go on then.
Okay, I'll calm down. Can I have a large beer, please? That's it.
I'd like to apologise to all of my listeners in Northern Ireland.
Aww.
Oh, bless you.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, we're going to go on to Stupid Street now because we sent Smooth Talking Dan out there today. He's a smooth talker and his name is Dan. And he asked 5 people, can you do an impression of somebody famous? That was the question. My question to you, how many of the 5 on Stupid Street did a decent impression of someone famous, Sabina?
Am I allowed to ask how many people you asked?
5.
5? Okay. 3.
Becky.
2. Okay. And 1 will be Simon Cowell.
Let's find out.
Okay. Oh!
Here's Smooth Talking Dan on Stupid Street, asking them for their impressions.
Can you do any impressions of famous people?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Yeah. Can you do any impressions of famous people at all?
Are you talking to me? Robert De Niro.
You can manage him.
But I can't do the Frank Bruno laugh, can't I? Which is...
Well done. Do you know any impressions of anyone famous?
I like, yes.
Okay. Can you do any impressions of any famous people?
I like.
No? Can you do any impressions of any famous people at all?
Get to the chopper. Go now.
John Prescott.
There's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Can you do any impressions of anyone famous at all?
Nice to see you. I can't do it.
He abandoned that halfway through. Nice to... Oh, I can't do it. There's none in there, were there really?
Mm.
There really weren't.
The laugh one was good.
What, nice to see you...
No, the laugh.
Oh, the laugh one. Frank
Bruno's laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really think
so. I thought Borat was good.
Well, you didn't... Danny didn't even know she was doing an impression.
But I knew it was Borat and they didn't even say.
Right, what do I, one that doesn't speak has the last word. What do you want to do? Hang on a second.
Shall we just say that I win?
No, Sabina, because you said three. Right, none of them were any good. The one that doesn't speak's decision is final. Move on.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. Sabina, have you ever watched 60 Minute Makeover?
Is that, like a makeup program?
No, it's more like they do a makeover of your house, and it's amazing.
House. Yeah, no, I haven't watched that.
They do it in 60 minutes. Can you imagine that?
It probably falls over after an hour.
Yeah, well, probably when the camera crew leave, yeah. And many people say, how do they manage to do that in just 1 hour? And I say, I've got no idea, but they do.
But like Harry Hill says, it only, how many minutes is it actually? 48-minute makeover, isn't it, once you take the ads out?
Yeah. Now, Mark from Bath spotted this one. Thank you, Mark. He was watching 60-minute makeover. And there was a lovely lady from Essex on there. Lovely she was. When she was looking round her her kind of really newly done-up house, which only took 60 minutes, what word did she use more than any other to describe her newly done house? What do you think, Sabina?
Did she go, ooh, I like that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's counting how many words.
Oh, that's three.
Ooh, I like
technically
that's
four.
Oh, okay. If not, then just oh.
Oh.
Yes, oh.
So here's your new house. We've done it up in 60 minutes. Oh.
Well, maybe she didn't like the paint colour.
That does happen. Becky?
Amazing.
It's an overused word these days.
It is, yeah.
Especially on the show. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is the nice lady from Essex. Lovely she is. And she's looking around her newly done-up house on 60 Minute Makeover.
This is Ellie and George's new room.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's really lovely.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Oh, it's lovely. Isn't it grown up? Oh, look at your bunk beds. Isn't they lovely? Oh, it's lovely.
Is it what you would have wanted for the girls?
It's lovely, yeah. It's really grown up. I think it's really grown up.
And it's so fresh, isn't it?
It's really lovely.
Brilliant.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
It's fantastic.
That's
I haven't seen this.
Oh, it's so... Thank you. It's so lovely. Oh, it's lovely. I don't think I'm going to want to get in my bed now.
Your own wardrobes.
Oh, look. Oh, it's lovely, thank you. It's really lovely, but I probably wouldn't have thought to do it myself. But it's lovely.
Look at
it's lovely. It's gorgeous.
Your new living and dining room.
Oh, it's lovely. It's so good, isn't it? I'd never be able to do this. It's just so lovely.
I think now you've got a proper house, proper home and garden.
It's lovely. It's all lovely, thank you.
Where should we start? Oh. Where do you want to start, Liz?
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely, isn't it, Liz? Oh, it's lovely.
I think the word was lovely.
Yeah, but she said oh before she said lovely quite a lot. She said, oh, it's lovely.
True.
Unfortunately, she didn't say amazing.
No. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, I suppose oh was in the... Do you want a point, Sabina?
Yes, please.
Okay, then. Lovely was the most popular word, but O was in there, so I'm feeling, you know, it's nearly Friday, it's all fine. There we are.
Oh! What's up, Kitty?
So polite. You know Fabio Capello, Sabina?
Yes, but the football guy.
The football guy, yeah, he rang me yesterday, didn't he, Becky?
Yes.
He's a very busy man at the moment, but he does take time out in between being busy, to call up various sports reporters just to tell them the latest of what's going on in the team, etc. Now, today, he called a very esteemed BBC sports broadcaster. My question to you, how long did Fabio Capello spend on the phone to this esteemed BBC sports broadcaster? Becky?
Oh, I don't know, 30 seconds?
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'll say about 7 minutes.
7 minutes, says Sabina. 30 seconds, says Becky. Okay. Let's find out. Right, so here is Fabio calling a very respectable broadcaster in the world of sport.
Hello?
Mark, it's Fabio Capello.
I can't hear anything. Hello?
Hello, it's Fabio, off of England. Like the manager and stuff.
It's who?
Fabio Capello. Now, before you say anything, it's a bad line. I am actually Italian.
Fabio Capello?
Yes, that's me. I've got some exciting squad news for you.
Right.
Involving team positions.
Team positions?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you first, because you're, like, the best one.
You've lost your Italian accent very quickly, haven't you?
It doesn't matter about my accent. I am Italian, and that's all you need to know. Right.
Right.
I'm telling you first.
Have you been spending a lot of time in Cardiff?
No. You're the best football. Eh?
Swansea?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter where I'm from. I've got the squad news for you.
Right, okay.
Right?
Squad for what, Fabio? Squad for what?
For the England game.
Against?
Who are we playing? Right, I'll test you now. Come on.
You're going to test me?
Yeah, you should know this because you're good at football and stuff.
Right, are you not?
Yes, just testing. What does it start with?
What does it start with?
Yeah. Just give me a clue. Go on.
It starts with a U.
U. Uruguay.
No, it's not Uruguay. Second letter is S.
U.S. Uzbekistan?
USA, you dick! Oh. What the hell could that be?
I thought that would be America!
Well, you obviously have a different word for it in Italian.
You made me look like stupid now.
I'm sorry to have called you a div, Fabio.
Anyway, we're doing for the match against the US ones. We're doing 4-4-2 with Joe Cole in goal.
With Joe Cole in goal?
Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Is that because it rhymes?
Yeah!
Is that the only reason?
Yeah. I'm picking the whole squad like this. The chat will be Joe Cole in goal, right. Joe Cole in goal. Don't ask me any others, because I haven't thought of them yet.
None of the other players don't think rhyme with a position, do they?
Well, it's hard to think of anything to rhyme with up front.
With up front?
Don't say it!
Well, the Germans used to have a player, K-U-N-Z, and he was a striker. So that kind of rhymes, doesn't it? I tell you, could you do me a favour? Could you ahead of the second game, so after the USA game, could you give me a bell ahead of the other two games and give me the team news for those two matches as well?
Of course. But we might get... Yeah. Will we get knocked out after the first one? No. No. Oh. Okay.
What are you doing, you stupid woman?
How dare you? I'm an Italian man.
You got knocked out after one game.
Well, I thought it was...
What?
I thought if it was on the aggregate one that... What is it?
Should we leave it there?
Yes.
Hold a minute. Is this costing me money? This?
Oh. Yeah. Scott's been trying to get me off the line for the last 20
Bye.
Minutes.
Bye. I just realised it's costing me money.
Yeah, that was esteemed broadcaster... Mark Chapman, who Fabio called today. Do you know what? Sabina, I think that you've won today. I think you were closest there.
I won!
Yeah. So, would you like to come back on Monday?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll speak to you then.
Oh, and can I just say something?
It's not another joke, is it? Or is
no,
it rude?
No, really quick. Can I say happy birthday to my sister Tamara? He's 21 today.
Oh, happy birthday. What's her name?
Tamara
and Sabina. Okay, happy birthday, Tamara. Enjoy
bye.
The final of Germany's Next Top Model.
Yes.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curry?
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, this is not good, Becky. This is not good.
What's not good?
Because I said that Diddy's going to be on the show tomorrow, and not many people believe us.
Well, he is.
Yes, he is. The actual Diddy's going to be on tomorrow, 4:30 on this show. P. Diddy, Sean Combs.
Sean John.
Sean John. Puffy.
Daddy. No, that's not one, is it?
Not Daddy, no.
He won't mind if I call him it, though. Or should I just keep that for Usher? Didn't.
Keep that for Usher, that's Usher's thing.
That's our special thing.
But some people think that it might be like the Fabio Capello thing. Actual Diddy is on tomorrow, I promise you.
You can't get Diddy and Fabio confused.
I know. One of them is Italian.
Yeah, an Italian man.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. You know what happens on Thursdays? The posh Radio 4 lady takes some time out of her busy Radio 4 posh schedule to read out some stuff that you've been saying to us. It's a chance to, like, air your views, say what we're going to say, maybe tell us some stuff that you've heard about, some crazy stories, whatever you've got. Ask us things as well. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott on the subject. That will help me tons. Thank you. Here we go.
Subject: things you have on TV. Hi, Scott. My old curtain starred on Bear in the Big Blue House. Love your show. Smiley, smiley. I turn on in between revision and it never fails to make me laugh. Annabelle X.
Ah, oh, cheers, Annabelle. I love that when that happens. When you're watching TV and you go, oh, look, it's my curtains. It's brilliant.
I've never had my curtains on TV.
Why? What's wrong with your... What was that noise?
I don't know.
Did that come from my mouth?
It was like no. A... Was it?
Yeah, I think that was a... Sorry. why would your curtains not be on television?
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just plain blue.
I used to have... I was quite proud of this. I used to have the same duvet covers in one year's Big Brother.
That is good.
It is good.
That's getting a lot of airtime as well.
Let us know if you've seen anything that's in your house spotted on television. I like that a lot. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I have a problem of a speechless crush. I'm a volunteer in East Africa and I travel for work 4 days a week by motorbike taxi. The driver and I communicate through the bits of French that he knows, a few words of the national language that I know, and gestures. Is it totally inappropriate for me to fancy this guy? Any ideas about how I can subtly get the message across? Love you, Melanie, formerly off of Boston, Lincolnshire.
Scott, are you okay? 1 minute you're burping on it and the next minute you just take out the microphone.
I was just trying to do a gesture of what she should do to get the message across.
And what, like two big horns?
And unfortunately I did hit the microphone in the process. Do you know what? One of my friends went to a party last week and she totally fancied this Italian guy. Didn't speak a word of English, but I don't think it matters.
What gestures would you do to show you were interested? Apart from...
That one. Oh God, I broke it. Hang on. It's fine.
I think it's all in the eyebrows.
Okay, so if you... Let's say you thought I was hot.
Yeah.
Let's say you did.
You know I do.
What gesture would you give to me, you know? Eyebrows, like, is it?
Yeah, raise the eyebrows a couple of times. Maybe a cheeky wink.
I don't think the wink really helps at all, no.
What's wrong with a wink?
I'll do it to you. I'll try my eyebrows.
Okay. It doesn't really work on your forehead, does it? Can't get much. It's the same. Same? Are you even wiggling? Are you even trying to wiggle
I'm wiggling them now, look.
No, same. Just look shocked.
Okay, well, this is probably the best way. Oh yeah, that was what I was trying to do in the first place.
What, to the man?
Yeah.
You can't do that to a man.
You can. Next.
Not
hey,
when they're
Scott.
Driving.
All the time I text in and you never read me out. So I beg you, please read this out. I am your number one fan. If you could say, hey, it would make my day. You complete me. Seriously, you do. Love you. Harley, 12, off of Harrogate.
Sorry, Harley, we get so many texts and stuff during the show that it's not possible to see all of them, but you complete me also. Love you and hey. Next.
Dear Scott, I recently found out my phone has a fake call button.
Oh, we were talking about this yesterday. I have mastered the art of pretending to be on the phone to somebody and just having a one-sided conversation, just so I don't have to speak to people sometimes. Just pretend to be on your phone and go, mm-hmm, yep. About four. Okay. All right, no problem. Okay. Okay, you going to get dinner or me? Okay, all right. I'll see you later then. So you've got to leave the gaps.
What a fascinating life you lead.
You've got to leave the gaps. Don't do it like on soaps where they go, hello? Yes? I'll be there at four. Bye. You've got to leave gaps. The other person is also talking. And we then found out that some people have, when they go on dates and stuff, a button they can press on their phone, which is the emergency call to get you out of a date that's not going well.
This was after I thought I had a stalker calling me from an unknown number for the past year. I went to the phone shop to see if they could do anything about it, and whilst in the shop, I had a call from this mystery stalker. Yes, I had just kept setting off fake call in my pocket.
Oh.
How embarrassing. Sophie from Bedfordshire. Smiley.
So Sophie didn't have a stalker, it was just her. Well done. Right, next on Dear Scott.
Hi guys. I was thinking of auditioning for either Britain's Got Talent or X Factor, and was wondering which one you think I should go on and what song to sing. By the way, this is how I'm telling my mum I'm going on. Dylan Ray, Aberdeen.
OK, Dylan, well, Britain's Got Talent's just finished, so that's done for another year, so I think your best bet is X Factor. They're doing auditions at the moment. I think they were in Glasgow the other day with guest judge Jerry Halliwell. Tell you the song you should do that they really love on the judging panel. You should do You Raise Me Up, because that one doesn't get done much. So do that.
No, 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 no. Do Baby By Me by 50 Cent.
Have a baby by me, baby, be me, yeah. Have a baby by me, baby. Jerry would love that. Yeah, do that. Baby By Me, 50 Cent. Next.
Dear Scott, the one that doesn't speak, PR4L, and not forgetting the sexy Rachel.
That's you.
Sexy Rachel.
Hi, sexy Rachel.
I don't mind that. I get called that a lot.
I'm raising my eyebrows at you again. Still nothing?
I was wondering, because you two are celebs, well, almost, do you get discounts in shops? Also, can you put this on the podcast, since I can only listen to it there? Thanks, Jamie, Manchester.
A lot of people don't get to listen to this show live, and they do download the podcast. I love you for that, thank you. We are storming ahead in the podcast ratings right now. Could always do with more. Don't forget, we are revealing a digit of Becky's phone number on the podcast every day. So we've got, today's is 7. So we've got 0 now and then 7. Keep downloading the podcast. Tell your friends to download it for free. We need to beat the Archers off Radio 4. Do I get discount in shops? No.
Not even sometimes?
Occasionally, yes, I will. I'd admit that. How about you?
No, I never get discount in shops. I know someone in the building who does get a discount in shops.
Who?
He's not even famous.
Who?
He's our boss, who gets... Ever since he complained about the lack of couscous in a local lunch establishment, he gets 13p off every day, and they shout, "Oh, couscous man," when he walks in. So that's quite good. So
maybe, I didn't know that.
Maybe it's not about being famous. Maybe it's about if you complain one time and then they remember you and try to be nice to you. So he gets 13p off his lunch every day.
I don't like that, though. It's quite... I don't know. It's just something about complaining when there's nothing really to complain about. I think that's wrong.
No, he complained because they didn't have any couscousness or whatever he wanted.
Couscousness. And 13p off a day adds up.
If he was posh enough to be ordering couscous for his lunch every day, he can afford the extra 13p, but obviously not.
Yeah, fair play to him. Next.
Dear Scott, remember about when you were talking about wedding lists and the gifts you give people when they marry?
Yes, some people have these wedding lists, which I'm not a really big fan of.
Weren't we going to get married just to get the presents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
That never happened.
Well, me and my mate just found online divorce lists and the gifts you give people when they divorce. It's so weird. Do people plan to marry to get gifts, then divorce deliberately to get more gifts? Yeah. Loving the show, Smiley. Linda, Littlehampton.
I have no idea who would ever try something like that. That would just be terrible. So you get presents when you get married and when you get divorced.
See, we should have done it then, because the only reason we thought we weren't going to do it is to have to then be married to each other.
Hmm.
What do you get for a divorce present?
I don't know.
Just another version of everything you've got, like another toaster and another kettle so you can have one each.
Probably, but yeah. That'd work for me. It would work for you.
I've already got... I haven't got either, so...
See? Yeah. You don't have a toaster?
Nope. We've had this before that I don't have a toaster. Loads of people think I live in the 1920s because I don't have a toaster. Don't have a toaster, don't have a microwave, have a kettle that goes on like the... Yeah, whistly kettle. Yeah.
Old school, I like that. So you've got a whistly kettle. Have you got a phone with, like, the earpiece and the... Hello?
No, I've got a burger
Reading
phone.
Reading 222.
I've got a burger phone.
Oh, yeah. Next one, then.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Glee is ending tonight, June the 8th, here in North America, and because it marks the end of all good shows for the summer here, I was wondering if you had any show suggestions. Something you think would hit it big in North America if it could ever cross the pond. Alex, Ottawa, Canada.
Sorry, I completely missed that question because I was so amazed by the person that's got the same doormat that was on the final of 24. On the text. That is incredible. And someone that's got the same shirt that Ben off EastEnders was wearing last night. What was the question again? Weren't you listening either?
Do you have any... I always listen. Do you have any suggestions of TV shows that they'd like in North America? Ones that make it big because Glee's finishing.
Oh, are they in North America?
Yeah, they're in Canada. I reckon they should watch Luther because that was really good.
Everyone says about Luther.
Do you know what? I thought that Luther was just for mums and dads, but it's really not. It is good. It's really good.
Hi there to our Canadian listeners. So is Canada not a real country?
Yeah.
Is it in North America?
Yeah.
But it's a country.
Like, we're in Europe.
Continent. Oh, yeah. Continent. I get it. Luther is good. And also, I can suggest Friends. Anything else you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.